Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hey, and welcome to Success Made Simple. This is your success coach, Dave Martin, and I am so excited that you chose to join us today. I love our podcast because what we like to try to do is take principles from for life, principles from your mindset, which we're going to be talking about over the next few weeks. We just finished a whole series on habits from a book I wrote called Make That, Break That, and I hope you have that book. Today, we're going to kind of begin some new ones on Mindset Matters. It's a brand new book that I wrote. If you don't have a copy of Mindset Matters, I encourage you to get a copy. It's available at Amazon.com or anywhere the books are sold. You can get a copy. You can go to DaveMartin.org, get a copy of both of them. I encourage you to do that. But thank you for joining us. Make sure you follow us on social media at Dr. Dave Martin on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We'd love to connect with you every day, putting out content, just things that'll help you be the best you that you can be, and try to take those principles of success, make them simple so that you can activate them every day in your life. And so we're going to talk about mindset. Like, what is the point of our mindset? And I'm so glad that you're joining me as we just begin talking about this book, Mindset Matters. I'm convinced that the biggest hurdle in life is not our mind. I'm not saying we don't have other obstacles or challenges in our everyday life, but I am saying that maybe you need to check up from the neck up, right? Maybe you need to change some of your stinking thinking, shift your mindset, grow your mindset. If you want to change your future, and if you want to grow, if we want to move past the obstacles that hinder us from reaching the levels of success that we wanted to, or maybe where we've gotten in the past, if you want to change the trajectory of your life, you've got to change your thinking. You got to change your mindset. You need to check up from the neck up to get rid of that stinking thinking, because so many times we limit ourselves. We limit what's available to us by our own thinking. Reminds me of a little story of a boy named Tommy. He's so excited to go to the circus. He learned the circus was coming to his town, and he loved the circus. Now, this was back World War II, and he was the only child, and his parents didn't have a lot. They didn't have much to spare, but because of Tommy's excitement to go to the circus, his parents decided to stretch their finances a little bit and scrape enough money together to get him a ticket to the circus. Well, the day came, and Tommy got all his chores done early, cleaned up his room. He was ready to go, and he planned to see the ringmaster and the performers and the clowns and the animals, and as was the tradition back then, when the circus would come to town, the first day, they would do a big parade. And so Tommy made sure that he was there in line because he wanted to watch all of them as they walked by. Yeah, initially, he heard the band, and then to his great joy, saw the ringmaster coming and the lions and the elephants and the acrobats. And I mean, he had never experienced anything like it in his life. Certainly, he could not have imagined more energy and the grandeur he was witnessing at that moment as the parade came by. Well, at last, the parade finale was a troop of clowns, right? And as these clowns came by, it was the end of the circus, and there were, these were the best part of the procession yet. I mean, he loved the clowns, and as they brought up the rear of the circus parade, Tommy did something that nobody was expecting or no one had predicted. He walked up to one of the clowns and gave the clown his admission ticket to the circus, and then Tommy went home. See, Tommy started out with a grand vision for what he thought would be the greatest day of his young life. I mean, but he settled for something that was far less. What's the point? What are we missing here? People miss the point when they have no purpose, when they have no vision. You see, he thought that was the circus. He thought that's what he'd been waiting for, and so he handed him the ticket. He thought it was over, yet he missed the greatest part of the circus yet. People are being tossed by waves of circumstances and situations that they find themselves in. Sometimes good things happen and sometimes bad things happen. They make their way, people make their way through life, the same as millions of others, so that when they compare themselves to others, they can honestly say, well, shoot, my life isn't that bad. I mean, I've done okay. It's just a different view. Tommy's vision fell short. If he really wanted to see the circus in its fullness, he needed to hold on to the ticket. He bought a ticket. He needed to sit through the show. The show was planned out and so that there would be surprise, amazing feats and thrills and the acrobats swinging and the high point. I mean, it would be something he'd remember the rest of his life, but because his vision was not explored and developed, he really was content to only see the animals walk by and the acrobats walk by and the tumblers walk by and dance past him, and he missed the show. He thought that's all there was, and a lot of you are going through life thinking that's all there is. Have there been times in your life when you were content with just the crumbs from the table, or just watching the parade instead of seeing the whole show? I used to say it this way, don't eat the crumbs from the table when God's got a three-layer cake. Don't let the devil feed you bologna when God's got T-bone steak, right? Don't settle for less. Our vision has to be clear. It needs to birth passion and promote drive within us. It needs to call upon all of our talents and abilities in order to see it achieved. If our vision is not driving us in this way, I don't think it's really a true vision at all. We need to actively pursue those dreams that are inside of us, and we should never settle for less. So often we settle for less than what's available to us. But we need to find information. We need to find mentors. We need to find counsel who can help us expand our imagination, expand the imagination of our heart, and be transparent with those who can speak into your life. Open yourself up so that they can help you achieve. Don't just watch the parade and miss the whole circus. Invest time in reading and listening to those who've gone before you. Try, fail, try again. What is that old saying? If at first you don't succeed, hide all the evidence that you even tried. No, that's not what it says. If at first you don't succeed, try again. You're going to try, fail, try again. Investigate and then stretch. The resulting dream could be right at the end of the parade. So don't just end with the parade. Here's my ticket. That was good. No, there's a big circus on the other side of the parade. Why not get everything that you can out of life? You've got the ticket. Use it to see the big show. Don't miss out on what is available to you. We talk about all that in Mindset Matters. It's stretching our mindset, changing our thinking. If you can change your thinking, you can change your world. Mindset Matters. Make sure you get a copy of the book, available right now at davemartin.org. Go there. When you order a copy from there, we also donate a copy. So that's a great place. It may be a couple more dollars to get it there than on Amazon, but you get to be a part of donating and putting the book into the hands of someone else who maybe can't afford the book but needs a change, needs a checkup from the neck up. Hey, thank you for listening to today's podcast, Success Made Simple. Make sure you share this. Hit the like button, share it with others, share it on your social media, and let other people know about Success Made Simple and how they can join us each week finding out success principles that they can use in a simple way. This is Dr. Dave Martin, your success coach, and I'll see you next week right here on Success Made Simple.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.